The tests will focus on the nuclear plant's resistance to natural disasters and man-made accidents. The prevention of terrorist attacks against nuclear sites was also to be examined, but countries like France or Britain blocked the plan. Environmentalist groups have criticized the decision. Greenpeace campaigner Jean McSorley says these tests can be meaningless if terrorist threats are not considered.
If you don't look at that, then you're not looking at the whole picture. And if you don't look at the whole picture, then you can't say that you can assure us in terms of safety and security. I think in Britain, given that we're at the moment we're on a heightened terrorist alert, I think most people would want to see that terrorist attacks are being looked at.
But the nuclear industry says they are already doing everything in their power to assess their plant's safety. François Percher from the World Nuclear Association says it's the national government's responsibility to deal with terrorism.
If it's natural disaster, if it's this kind of thing, then the industry has to do something. But for terror attacks, the idea is it's not the nuclear safety people who really can deal with this counter-terrorist attack. It will be the national governments, national authorities.
According to the European Commission, nuclear plants are expected to carry out the tests themselves. Later on, they'll have to report the results to national nuclear regulators. Greenpeace campaigner Jean McSorley says such sort of tests will lack independence.
We need a lot of extra resources and money and time for the regulators to actually do more independent testing themselves. We know from the oil industry, from the gas industry, from the chemical industry, and certainly the nuclear industry, is if you leave an industry effectively to regulate itself, big and very bad accidents happen.
But François Percher from the World Nuclear Association says European countries will have to trust their national regulators.
The point of the industry is you have to trust, and that's a big word, is the trust you have into your national safety regulator, the way they work, how transparent they are. Are they independent enough?
More than 140 nuclear power plants will be tested. The final results will be available by April next year.